Marine Credit Union is going to be here. We got a lot to talk about, including your Christmas debt, which you are about to incur. We'll talk about that, plus a lot of community projects straight ahead. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check the news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The federal government's headed into day 7 of a shutdown, and airline passengers like these two in Denver are starting to feel the pain.
I think it's totally ridiculous. They have no idea how they're disrupting everybody's lives, and they don't care.
Can anybody get along?
Air traffic controllers who are expected to work without pay have begun sicking out, disrupting flights across the country. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
Now what they think about as they're controlling our airspace is, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How do I make my car payment? I have a couple kids at home. How do I put food on the table?
Thousands of flights in the U.S. have been canceled or delayed. As more Democratic cities and states try to put up legal roadblocks, President Trump says he would consider using the Insurrection Act to send federal troops in.
If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
A federal judge turned down Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's attempt to keep the National Guard out of Chicago.
There was never an insurrection or an invasion on the ground that justified the deployment of the military to our American city.
Republicans are upset. The FBI analyzed the phone records of some GOP lawmakers. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
A newly released document lists 8 senators and 1 House member whose phone records the FBI scrutinized 2 years ago as part of its investigation into President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Bureau could only see the dates and times of the phone calls, including calls with the president the night of the Capitol riot. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley calls it an unconstitutional breach.
In Jerusalem, Israelis singing the national anthem to mark 2 years since Hamas attack that killed around 1,200 people and saw 251 taken hostage. The onslaught began at a music festival just across the border from Gaza. The BBC's Yoland Nell is there.
There are pictures now of the more than 340 young people, most of them, who were killed here that day, with their stories, and members of their families have been coming looking at those portraits.
3 scientists, including John Clark, have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work on quantum mechanics.
My feelings are that I'm completely stunned, of course. It had never occurred to me in any way that this might be the basis of a Nobel Prize.
Among the 3, an American, all of them conducted their research here in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Drugs or alcohol were likely a part of that deadly head-on crash in Summers Sunday night. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says at about 6:30 that night, a GMC pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and collided with an SUV, killing the SUV driver and seriously injuring the pickup truck driver. Emergency crews had to pull the SUV driver from the crash, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation. He was just released on bond 2 weeks ago for a felony theft charge. Now he's back behind bars. A criminal complaint says 45-year-old Ricardo Mendoza Sr. stole about $800 worth of goods from Kohl's in Mount Pleasant Friday. Mendoza was already awaiting trial on a separate felony theft case filed just last month. He was released on a signature bond. Prosecutors have now charged him with another count of felony theft and bail jumping as a repeat offender. Records show Mendoza has a long criminal history, including convictions for theft, drug offenses, and resisting arrest. He's being held in the Racine County Jail while the new charges move forward. You'll save a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine County instead of Kenosha County today. The average is $2.71 in Racine County. That's better than in most places. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
And it'll be a celebratory train ride to the friendly confines. If you've got tickets to Wrigley for a potential clinching Game 3 of the National League Division Series, you could take a ride to Chicago on the Brewers Express. The special Amtrak train will depart Milwaukee's Intermodal Station tomorrow morning with cars decorated in Brewers colors. The first 300 passengers will get brats and giveaways. The game doesn't start until 4. The train will make regular stops on its way to Chicago's Union Station. That includes a normal stop in Sturtevant. Fans will still need tickets to enter the game. Amtrak will send a train back at 8 tomorrow night. If you're staying closer to home, there's a watch party planned at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3 on homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3 on homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Not if I had a good time Christmas time. How many of your mothers do this at Christmas time when you unwrap the gifts, they save the bows off of all of them? They never have a reason either. It's always, well, you never know. Okay, Mom, preparing for that Soviet bow embargo, yeah. Cuban ribbon blockade she's got. You get good gifts now. When you were a kid, you'd had no idea what to get your dad. Dad's got the shaft. Up until you turn 18, you got no concept of what to get your old man. Your dad's unwrapping your gift. You're 10 years old. You don't know what to get. He's trying to sound excited, you know. Oh, thanks, Jeff. Duraflame log. Maybe next year we can get a fireplace.
And welcome. Aaron McCollum is here from Marine Credit Union. We have a whole bunch of topics to discuss, and it's going to be about money. I don't want to get depressed because we're here to help you. We're not here to depress you today. And it's about money, and some people know how to save and take care of their lives. Some people don't. They go overboard sometimes. So we're going to talk about that. But Aaron is in charge of the community projects at Marine Credit Union, which is just on Green Bay, just south of 11, right?
Green Bay and Durand, yes. Yeah. Right next to the good old Qdoba.
Right, I was about to say, where they have lunch every day, Qdoba.
Yes.
Then he gets his cell phones fixed at Verizon right next door. You got the whole shopping center set. Okay, so we're here to talk about some of the community projects from Marine Credit Union. And that's who you are. You're the community lead.
Yeah, I serve as the community lead here in Racine. And yeah, it's just a blessing to serve our community. And in addition to leading, I help collaborate with other community leaders and awesome organizations right here in our backyard.
So let's talk about some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So in case you may not know, this week is National Digital Inclusion Week.
Now, who came up with that?
Actually, that was the National Digital Inclusion Alliance.
Okay. And so,
Racine's actually revolutionary in this area where we're seeking to bridge the digital divide. There's a lot of great organizations that collaborate and work to actually help those who don't have the resources or maybe the knowledge and understanding to thrive in today's digital world.
You know, and my mother was, she's since passed, but she was 92 years old and she lived on her phone. She was on Twitter. She was on Facebook. She was on stuff like Instagram. I don't even have Instagram. And she was all over this stuff. Then she was on her her tablet doing everything. So, and she had the latest. I used to go to her sometimes. How did you get on that site? How would you do? She was 92 years old, and I'm asking her for advice. So she was very good on it. Some people are good at it. Some people live on in the digital world. My mother was one of them.
Mrs. Rosen's quite the influencer back in her day.
Yes. Oh, she used to fight with everybody on Facebook and Twitter. And she said, look what they said. I said, Mom, are you crazy? Stay off it. What are you arguing with these people for? I mean, it's probably some big obese guy with a sandwich next to him with a ice cream and he's typing on this thing, fighting with a 92-year-old woman. Stop it. But she loved doing it.
Yeah, well, this week we're actually celebrating Digital Inclusion Week at the Racine Literacy Council. On Wednesday, there's going to be a free community resource event with a lot of great resources and organizations, workshops, fun prizes, and some refreshments. That's from 4:30 to 6:30.
Now, where is it?
At the Racine Literacy Council, right here in Racine. The address is 734 Lake Avenue in Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Now, if people forget that, they're driving in their cars right now, they can't write it down, is this on a website or something?
Yeah. Okay. You can check out on the city of Racine on their Facebook and on their website. It's also on our marinecu.com. And you can stay included in the fun activities here. They have a great resource and team that helps thrive and promote not just financial empowerment, but digital empowerment. And that's what we're here to do.
You know, and it's not going away. For people that are afraid of digital, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to get bigger. So, and AI right now is almost freaking me out because I was looking at something two nights ago with my wife, and she says, that's AI. I said, no, it's real. It's a crocodile coming up on this little kid. She goes, no, it's not. It turns out it was AI. I couldn't tell the difference. So we're getting to the point now where I don't know what to believe when I see it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they're called deep fakes, right? And
yeah,
kind of correlating. So this is Digital Inclusion Week. This is actually also Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes.
And this week is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And so when you talk about AI and scams and just the stuff that are out there, that can lead to mental health issues, mental illness, and just a lot of different things, negative effects that come from, you know, being attacked or just fooled in various areas.
Elderly people always getting scammed.
Yeah.
And it's not just elderly, but a lot of them getting scammed. They hear these scams and they say, oh, that sounds good. Before they know it, their savings is wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, I tend not to fall for that stuff, but
the scammers get creative and unfortunately they use their powers for evil sometimes. And it's not, there's a stigma. Oh, it's a certain demographic or a certain age group of people. But really it could affect CEOs just as much as a custodian or kids, you know, it's crazy.
So I know.
That's the importance of being aware and staying empowered through the changes and the things that are going on around us. And so I invite you all to come on out, say hi to us on Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30.
And find out how not to get scammed.
Yes, to find ways to be empowered and to keep track of your cybersecurity awareness.
And you can lock yourself in your bedroom, shut the door, not turn on anything, and people could still scam you without you knowing. I watch these YouTube videos all the time of people getting fake checks, going to the bank, wiping out people's, and luckily the people at the banks and so forth, they catch them. They know, doesn't sound right because they know the person.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of banks and credit unions, you know the people who come in and you recognize them, and this person ain't that person. So they catch it. But people always trying to scam.
Yeah. I want to shout out my Racine team. I see them all the time doing that, catching fraudsters and
fraudsters. That's right. Fraud. That's what I'm looking for.
We like to joke that we're like Cheers. When you come into Marine in our offices, we call them financial empowerment centers. When you come into our financial empowerment centers, everyone knows your name. You're greeted with a smile and there's always a place for you. And so, yeah, shout out to them because they catch those criminals. We have an awesome fraud team that really is diligent in making our members and community safe.
Let's talk about some of the workshops you have at the Racine Public Library.
Oh, that's some of my favorite things to talk about. In addition to that fun free community event at the Racine Literacy Council on Wednesday, if you want to stop by before at the Racine Library, October 8th from 1 to 3 p.m., I'll be leading a workshop about building financial strength as a family. So just finding ways to have healthy discourse and strategies and really getting the full family involved in financial wellness and financial empowerment. In addition to that, on October 21st, we're going to be discussing Roadmap to Generational Wealth, and that's from 3 to 5 p.m. So would also love to shout out the amazing Racine Library. They're a great resource to our community and definitely promote digital inclusion, but just also financial empowerment as a whole. And I've been blessed to do workshops twice a month since this whole year. So there's also some coming up in November and December. So a lot of exciting topics and some of which we're going to be talking about today, you know, navigating the holiday season and how to best be prepared.
And don't wait until you're 60 years old to say, well, you know, it's time to get ready for retirement. Let's see what we can do. No, 60's late. You got to start doing a lot earlier than that. And I was very fortunate where I worked for companies like this one back in the 90s that had 401ks. That had profit sharing. So I was able to actually start my retirement when I was like 30 years old. And, you know, my wife and I put it together early on in our lives. And now, but you can't wait until you're 60 years old. It doesn't work like that. You got to start when you're younger than that, unless you plan on hitting the lottery. But don't plan on that because it never works out.
Hey, we talked about that last time. Hopefully you stayed off the scratch-offs there, Don.
We're talking to Aaron McCollum. He is the Racine Community Lead from Marine Credit Union right here in Racine on right at the corner of that little Qdoba shopping center there at the corner of 11 and Green Bay Road. And we're coming back to Aaron in just a moment. First, right now, we're going through a WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale, the new cafe in downtown Racine, where classic brunch and lunch favorites fuse with the bold, vibrant flavors of Mexico City. Imagine fluffy pancake stack tie, breakfast tacos packed with flavor, bagels smeared with queso and fundido. Queso fundido. And also, they go all in on a torta, French salad, or the triple threat burger. No matter what you crave, every hungry stomach is welcome. Now, this is a half-price deal. I had Aaron check it out on his calculator. If you buy a $20 certificate, it's only going to cost you $10. Now, it took us a while just to make sure that's a 50% off deal. You spend $10, you get $20. Now, the way you get it is go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and say you want that flash sale. Now, it's only till 10, only till 9 o'clock this morning. 9 o'clock, the new cafe in downtown Racine. $20 in food for $10. Do it now. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and you're all set. You get a $20 certificate to the big to the new cafe, and also that's going to cost you only 10 bucks. What a deal, huh? Right now, it's time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number one. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number one movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Saturday Night Live season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April, and if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
We're talking to Aaron McCollum. Aaron's from Racine, Marine Credit Union. He is the Racine community lead. You know, everything's radio, people can pronounce every word. There are two words I can't pronounce in all my career: Saturday and community. I can say it slowly, but if it's in a sentence, I can't say it. People say, well, announcers can say anything. I can't say community, and I can't say Saturday. And God help me if both words are in the same sentence. I'm going to sit there. We have a community event on Saturday. Whoa! Who put them in the same sentence there? So Aaron's with me here. We're talking about a whole bunch of community events. But here's something I want to hit upon. We're coming up to the holiday season, and people just, they want to be good to their spouses. They want to be good to their friends. They want to be good to their children, buying whatever they want. Just load up that credit card debt, and when come January, they get a shocker. They said, did we really spend that kind of money? Yes. And if you don't pay it off, the interest, what are they charging interest today? 18%, 20%, what are they?
If you're lucky, on average, as of early 2025, the average credit card interest rate was 27.81%.
Al Capone went to prison for charging that kind of rate. 27%, I can't imagine that. Okay. How do you do this? How do you buy presents for all your loved ones and not go into credit card debt?
Right. And I'm a firm believer of making memories and not making debt, right? The holidays are supposed to be about spending time with loved ones and enjoying family and the things that matter most to you, right? And unfortunately, a recent study by NerdWallet shared that Americans on average spend $17 billion a year as a whole on gifts, and then $46 billion on travel. And that's a lot, right? And over 27% don't actually have a strict holiday budget. So I think there's talking about building financial strength as a family, finding ways to make the holidays matter most, you know, meaningful gifts, making experiences. I tell you right now, when I was in college, my favorite gift to this day that I've received on Christmas was the fact that my grandfather bought or paid 1 month of my car payment. And that was mattered so much to me. I was a broke college kid and he paid a car payment for me. So it doesn't have to be crazy, right? Like things that are practical, things that are going to be useful and impactful to you. Instead of, you know, random T-shirts or video games or whatever that thing is, maybe, you know, offer to pay your kid's utility bill or get some groceries, right? Those small, meaningful things can build the conversation and do things together.
You know, back on a Father's Day, back when I was in kindergarten, I'm not going to tell you the year, but it was a long time ago. We had to make Father's Day gifts. And the teacher said, bring in an old juice can and she'll handle the rest. So we brought in juice cans and she gave us velvet, like a felt. And we covered it in felt. And then we did cutouts of little felt figures on there. And I gave it to my father. I'll tell you the year. It was 1960. Gave it to him in 1960. And when he retired in the late 70s, it was still sitting on his desk at work. Then he brought it home. And until 2000-something, it was still sitting on his shelf at home. Now it's sitting on my shelf. And I once asked him, I said, why did you save it? He goes, because you made it for me. Back in 1960, when you were 6 years old, you made it for me. All the gifts I bought my father have come and gone. That one meant more to him than anything else. And I still have it sitting on my shelf. What's that?
I said, you're going to make me cry.
It's sitting on my shelf at home. I will never get rid of it. And I told my daughter, when this house, when I'm gone, I want you to take that.
That's amazing.
And the funny thing is, I lifted up the felt, and I don't recognize the juice company. they're long gone. But that lives on, and he used it. And here my father was an executive at a big company, and it sat on his desk, this big desk he had. And here's that little velvet thing. It didn't match anything on the desk. And it was his pencil where he kept his pencils and pens.
Talk about making memories and not debt, right? That didn't cost you anything. You're reusing, you're recycling. That 10-cent can is now a family heirloom,
yeah.
Right? And the conversations and the memories, your grandkids are going to hear that story. And it's just so powerful. I remember when I was a kid, I was in first grade and I made a little rug, you know, with the hands, you paint your hands and the feet for my grandparents. And that was on, I was in first grade and my grandmother had that up until she passed. And it's still in the family. And those small little things matter so much because we made it. It's heartfelt, right?
Yeah.
Or hey, let me just take you out to dinner and just have a great conversation as opposed to get you this thing. Let me not just give you a gift card to this restaurant, but let me just have an experience with you. Or let's go on a family road trip or whatever that thing is.
You know, my wife, last year or the year before, for the holidays, she got me a set of wooden hangers. And at first I said, this is it? She gave me like 12 hangers. You know what? I'm glad she did. I use them every day.
Exactly.
And they're in my closet, and I was using these old wire hangers. I'm glad she spent the money on these beautiful wooden hangers, and my clothes hang better in the closet. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. As we get older, it's the little things in life, right? And when we're young, we're very materialistic, and as we get older, as I say that, I'm only 31, but, you know, it's the little things. It's that small painting. It's that handcrafted thing by your kiddos, and, you know, 9% of Americans prioritize gift buying over paying their bills, like a utility bill or a car payment.
But if you have the money, you can go out and spend it. I mean, if you have the money for that PlayStation you want to get your kid, well, do it if you got it. But don't go into debt over it.
That's because, the thing.
Right? Yeah, if you got it, you know, if you save for it. Here's one thing I meant to ask you this. This is in my notes. Christmas clubs, do they have those anymore?
Yeah. And whether it's a Christmas club savings account or a separate savings account, right? Start early, start often, not just for retirement, but for Christmas shopping or holiday shopping.
Well, the way it used to be, I remember when I was a kid, you used to pay 11 payments and the last payment the financial institution made. That's how they did it. You make 11, we make the 12th.
Wow, that's
cool.
And
now they just give you interest on it. But that was the way it was done. So if you paid like $10, whatever you put in, they matched the 12th payment. That was kind of neat. And then you took it out in November and you spent it. It wasn't a lot, but at least it was something.
It's something.
But they say they still have them, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of great opportunities to come up with savings and really put a plan to place. And I think that's what it really comes down to is having that, not a budget, but really goal for what you want to spend in the holiday season.
So everything we talked about is at where now? Because I want people just tuning in. Is it at marinecu.com?
Yes, we have an awesome financial education hub, learning hub. So marinecu.com.
So everything we talked about, I wanted people to know that. I just caught the tail end of that.
Yeah, you can come also to our Racine Library workshops. I'll be talking about how preparing for the holiday season on November 11th from 5 to 7. So
November 11th is coming up.
Mark your calendar. It's going to be here before we know it. We're going to be seeing
snow. It was just 81 degrees yesterday.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Coming next month again, huh?
Can't wait. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Aaron McCullum from he's the Racine Community Lead at Marine Credit Union. Boy, it's tough being an announcer, huh?
Yeah. Can I give one more plug?
Sure, go ahead.
We're very passionate about community, and I know it's hard to think about wintertime already since it was just 80, but we have our third annual warm-up with Marine, and this is a great opportunity as we're preparing for the winter season and cleaning out our closets to donate some new or used winter items, from hats and coats and scarves or boots, anything that you don't have a need for. We're actually collecting at our financial empowerment centers, not just in Racine, but throughout our whole field of membership, in partnership and support of Salvation Army. So feel free to stop on in our office, and we'll be happy to put those to good use. Warm up with Marina.
We used to have coats for the children here. People need this stuff. Not everybody can afford a new coat.
They're very expensive.
They are. You'll see the schmata I'm walking around with over here. I should get a new coat. I keep it hanging in the back so no one can see it.
Well, come on in.
Try some on. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming. You're a good guy. And Marine Credit Union does good work for the community. I like that a lot. It's 7:31, local news, timeless hits. Let's see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man is back in Racine County custody after police say he brought drugs to court and was nodding off during a hearing. Calvin Burnside was in court for a hearing on an earlier case when deputies say they noticed he seemed impaired and nodding off. A criminal complaint says a search revealed small baggies of fentanyl and cocaine along with a syringe hidden in his clothes. Burnside is charged with 2 counts of felony bail jumping on top of drug possession charges. He was released on the previous charges on a $1,000 bond back in April with the condition not to commit any new crimes. One person died and another suffered severe injuries after a head-on crash in Summer Sunday night. Police say a pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and hit an SUV head-on at about 6:30. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The pickup driver was hospitalized with serious injuries. Authorities believe alcohol or drugs may have played a role in the crash. The Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team is investigating. More people died from domestic violence in Wisconsin last year than ever before. A new report from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin counts 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them in 2000. Guns were involved in most of the cases, and almost all victims were women. Advocates say the violence is rising just as key funding is disappearing. The group is calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. Believe it or not, the holiday parade is about a month away. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade happening Saturday, November 8th. It's one of downtown Racine's most loved traditions, where thousands gather to celebrate the start of the holiday season. Any group or organization can apply to join the fun. The parade kicks off with carolers and ends with Santa, a tree lighting ceremony, and fireworks. There's more about how to get involved on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin lawmakers frustrated at proposed fee increases coming from the Department of Agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll have details on what one state legislator's advising farmers to do. That's next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
State Senator Pat Teston is the chair of the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee, and he is asking all livestock operators to speak out against proposed fee increases that are now being asked for by the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Some fees would go up as much as 1,700%. And because of a recent Supreme Court ruling, Teston says his hands are tied to try to change it.
There is virtually nothing I can do, and it is so frustrating. And I can only imagine for those individuals who work in this industry, who are going to have their pocketbooks detrimentally impacted. I can't even imagine the frustration that they're feeling right now. And so we're trying to do what we can to raise awareness and encourage people to reach out to the department. And I'm hoping they reverse course, because this is absolutely a boneheaded maneuver.
Wisconsin Senator Pat Teston. Now, they're accepting comment at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection on these proposed livestock licensing fee increases until October 15th. If you want to find details, we've got them up on our website now, MidwestFarmReport.com. And you can also hear the rest of my conversation with Pat Teston on our playlist. Markets are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybeans seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough, all to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Monday, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese was down 4 at 175, and AA butter dropped 5.5 to 169.5 per pound. This morning, November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6, $16.97. December new crop corn up a penny at 422. November beans are up 2, $10.19. July new crop wheat's unchanged, 555 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Alcoholism, drug abuse, gambling addictions, those can destroy a family. But those take a while. You want to destroy a family quickly? Break out a game of scattergories. They should call that argument in a box. It's things at a beach. You can't say sandwiches. Why not? I just said sandwiches. You can't say sandwiches. It's things at a beach. Well, I eat sandwiches when I go to the beach. Doesn't matter. It ain't a beach thing, so I'm not gonna allow it. Who's allowing you to be the guy who's allowing things? That's be a common sense beach thing, you moron. Something that's already at the beach when you get there. Something like an umbrella. An umbrella's already at the beach when you get there! Family's destroyed. That's a good holiday game. Break that out during the holidays and rip your family to shreds.
Thank you.
talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays. Up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and wonders always get me down. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Carpenters. Not the Carpenters, just Carpenters. Richard Carpenter made that very clear. Rainy days and Mondays, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 7:42. It's not raining anymore, at least down here in Radio Park, just cloudy and 57 degrees. Look for a gradual clearing across the area. High 64 today. Clearing tonight, lows around 50, and looks like sunny tomorrow, highs near 61. Again, cloudy, 57 degrees right here at Radio Park. This sounds really healthy. This past weekend, there was an ultra runner race in Denver called the Taco Bell 50K. 31 miles. It included mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bells where you had to order and consume Taco Bell, then continue running. I assume there were mandatory stops at, you know where. For the record, Taco Bell isn't affiliated with this in any way, shape, or form. They wouldn't even comment on it. Organizers believe that it was probably hung up in their legal team because if they endorsed it, they opened themselves up to liability issues, and they probably don't mind the publicity, however, but they didn't want to be involved in it. Could you imagine running, eating Taco Bell for 31 miles? They had to be those bathroom breaks because if you didn't have those bathroom breaks, pretty uncomfortable. 31 miles. 7:43 local news. Timeless hits. Ichiku Park. Here's Small Faces.
Over bridge of sights. To rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's
They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
That's why the tea is there.
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the dogs with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
That's Ichiku Park, Small Faces, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN at 7:46. Crayola once released a line of food-scented crayons. This was back in 1994. They were called Magic Scent, and the wax sticks came in coconut, cherry, and licorice. By 1995, there were no more Magic Scent candles, Magic Scent crayons. Crayola canceled the whole project. Parents feared the kids would eat them. And yes, 10 kids did eat them, and they didn't feel very well after they ate them. So Crayola changed the scents to less appetizing flavors, like brown was no longer chocolate, it was dirt. Now, you figure Crayola, a major company, major corporation, would have thought about this problem ahead of time, making crayons that taste and smell like flavors. They got to think the kids were going to start eating this stuff. But I guess they didn't. Hey, it's 7:47, the morning show on WRJN, brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
And while you're clicking that Big Deals banner, we have got a Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale going on right now. The new cafe in downtown Racine, where classic brunch and lunch favorites fuse with the bold, vibrant flavors of Mexico City. You can get this deal. It's half price only till 9 o'clock this morning. So go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and you will pay $10 for $20 worth of food. That's 50%. Where can you ever go anywhere and get 50% off? You can at our Big Deals banner. Go to WRJN.com, click on the banner, and look for the new cafe deal. It's our flash sale only till 9 o'clock this morning.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
CCR, Creedence, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? 752, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Look for a gradual clearing today. Right now, the rain has stopped, so we're getting that clearing gradually. Highs near 64, clear tonight, lows 50, sunny tomorrow. Highs near 61, finally some fall temperatures. Cloudy now, the rain has stopped, 57 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, here's one you've never heard before. A 36-year-old man in Wales breaks into a woman's home, did all of her chores for her, hung her laundry out to dry, put her groceries away, emptied her recycling. He tidied up her garden, refilled the bird feeders, organized the fridge, mopped the floors, put out a bottle of wine, cooked dinner, and left a note and said, "Don't worry, be happy, eat up." They caught up with this guy. He was arrested. His lawyer told the judge he was a homeless guy at the time and undergoing a number of difficulties. The judge sentenced him to 22 months in jail. His lawyer told the court his client was sorry for the harm he caused the victims. I don't know. He, a housekeeper, a butler. This guy's got a nice job ahead of him if he can not sneak into people's houses and doing it. He can make some money. Something Stupid. Here's Nancy and Frank, 753 at WRJN.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
That's Frank and his little girl, Nancy, with a laughing face. Remember he wrote that song, Nancy with a Laughing Face? It's 7:56, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. If you're a person who likes to walk around stores, look at the merchandise, and not buy anything, don't go to this store. A thrift store in Australia is getting backlash. They charge you a $5 entry fee to get into the store. Now, they refund it if you buy something. If you don't, they keep the $5, and it was just an admission charge. It's kind of mean. A gradual clearing today. Highs near 64. Clear tonight. Lows 50. Sunny with a high near 61 tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy. 57 degrees right here at Radio Park.
I keep on dancing for
and a prancing. I never understood what they were saying in that song until I looked up the lyrics. Dancing and a prancing. Now that I hear it, I hear the word prancing every time. The Gentries keep on dancing. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Yeah, it's about a minute and a half in front of 8 o'clock. We'll have our news in just a moment. WRJN expanding. Now when you head north of the Racine County line along the lakeshore, you can hear your local news and timeless hits at 107.3 in southern Milwaukee County. That's our FM frequency there, 107.3. Most of Caledonia, too. That clean, clear FM sound for all of your favorite timeless hits now, even north of Racine, 107.3 FM. Tune it in. I do. You can really hear it nice and clear. All right, don't forget, coming up in the next hour, we've got tickets to give away to the Genesee Theater, presenting a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Tower of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. You know their hits. It's a powerful performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Tower of Power and War at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Saturday, November 1st. You can win tickets coming up in the next hour right here at WRJN. So a poll asked, how long do you have to live in a state to say you're from that state? 20% said 10 years. 18% said more than 10 years. And if you're like me, 30% say, unless you were born in that state, you are not from that state. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news, see what's going on here, okay?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Day 7 and the government shutdown is catching up with travelers.
Planes are closed, grounds closed, locals closed. The tower is closed due to staffing.
Flights canceled and delayed at Hollywood Burbank Airport for a few hours while the air traffic control tower was unmanned. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport.
Staffing issues, including sick calls, hit several major airports and ATC centers on day 6 of the government shutdown, with staffing at some facilities down by 50%.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy reminding,
these air traffic controllers, they're critical infrastructure. They're critical to the operation of the federal government. So they're